told his horses, and the government to punish him, or I don't know what. He was transferred from Pune to Satara. So it was like Baba's wish it happened that, because he came to Satara, he was looking after Shiva, and he found out Shiva's good speed, and he wanted Baba to run her in the race, and it's another story. Baba said first yes, and then when she was fit and fine and all that, you know, and when the race season came now, just 2 months more for races, and this person brought up the subject to Baba, that Shiva's ready for racing and all that, and subject, races season. Baba said, no, we can't run Shiva races. It won't look nice if my horse runs. So he was very disappointed. But when we came here, and then Sarus saw Shiva, he wanted to give it away to the military riding school. And Baba said, no, this is given to Mera, it's a pet horse. And Gavir heard this. Gavir came and told me that Sarus wants it to be given to the riding school and so on. And Baba said, no, because Mera will worry and all this, and we have kept it so many, so long, why give it away? We don't want to. Baba said no to him. But Gavir told me, so I was ready for answer when Baba came. You know, I told Baba that I hear about that Sarus asked for the horse. Baba said, yes, Baba said, I said no to him because we've kept it as a pet and you'll worry about it. I said, no, Baba, I won't worry. I'm glad if she has a good stable, I will be glad to, because she'll be exercise also. She's sitting in the stable just eating, and then just the man is giving her a round or two. That's not enough for the horse, has to work hard. Baba said, you sure you're not going to worry? I said, no, Baba, as long as she's happy and healthy and all that, no matter. She's grown up horse now, 3 years old. So Baba said, all right, next time when Sarus comes, I'll tell him. So when next time Sarus came, no, Baba told him, but Baba told him not to take Shiva away when Baba's present in Meraban. When we leave for Guru Prasad in summer, then he can take Shiva. So these military people, you know, in khaki, they all came to take Shiva to the stables, and then she'll say, ah, this is right. And going there also she was judged by the judge of the horses. And he was judged, and they saw that she was a very swift running horse. So they entered her in the races. So at last she had to run the races. And the fun was that she won the race. Yes, it's so wonderful. So I told Baba, you gave her the energy.
And that elephant is still in Pune?
Elephant is still in Pune. Same one that Baba used to feed this
and
elephant.
Where is it? Because I'm going to Pune tomorrow.
If you go to Jars, he will take you.
Yeah, he's taking me.
Yeah.
Because
very first time was Baba took us to the zoo, very, very first. When it was newly open, and maybe open a year or so. Baba said, there's a zoo here. In the morning, we were from Satara, we had come to Mugama's place, and Baba took us out in the car around Pune here, there. And Baba remembered this little zoo. And so we went with Baba, it was morning time, we went to the zoo. Then Baba brings you back. Anyway, be happy in Baba's love. Know that he's with you always, wherever you are. Remember him, say his name, and always help you. Yes.
Is the ritual arrived
this
morning?
Dear Baba. Let young little children come to me. They are the kingdom of heaven. They are what?
Suffer not the little children to come unto me.
Yeah. Yes. They are something. They are something. They're innocent or something. The kingdom of heaven. No. They're fit for the kingdom of heaven or something. They're innocent.
Oh, unless you become like a little child.
Yes, just like that. So even a grown up has to have the mind of a little child. Once the Upasi Maharaj said that when you wear clothes, you know, good clothes, you must not be conscious of the good clothes. You should wear them as, like, you know, a peg on the wall, peg on the wall, how you put the clothes on the peg. What does the peg feel like? Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Come again, Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Yeah, no, when, what does a peg feel if you put on? Peg has, yes, must not have any such feeling, pride, anything. Just, your mind must be so like this. But that's all the state, I think, for the seeker, I don't think. It's for us. Seekers, you know, seekers. They have to be so prepared, their minds. It becomes natural, you know. Sometimes you think, why is this person acting so like this? But it is their sanskar has unwound, the things loose. The reel of the sanskar is loose. So that's why they don't cooperate as a normal human being. Some they must, so otherwise they act a bit funny. And funny means, yes. I don't know how, I haven't come across them, but I've heard about it. Some people are put in madhouse, but we don't know what kind of mad they are. It's a real pity. Some are, there are. You know about Tajin Baba, don't you? No?
Yes.
Yeah. Tajin Baba in Nagpur, following.
But you could see the sun.
Oh, yeah. Well, best. Not going to read it now. The talent in his finger.
His father.
With such strict seclusion, and I don't know how Baba could have helped. Surely really for his lovers to do something about it. It would be nice that you can, how do you say it? Build more buildings, better, but can grow. Yeah. Imbauji must have proof, Jai Baba. Where did he go? Just now. I mean, different nationalities, different faiths. And Baba never puts down any religion or anything. No, I mean to say, no religion. Religion only is love and service. But Christ has said these words, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. But they didn't say the yug, the year of the world. But I know, and so when he said that, his followers said, but how will we know it is you, Jesus? Because it's so right to ask that, because Jesus wouldn't come in the same form, and never nobody's seen Jesus' form. Nobody has seen his photo. There's no photo of Jesus anywhere. At least the rest is some kind of carving in the mountain somewhere, they say in the stone. That time people were rather the Jews, I don't know, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Anyway, never mind. You're just a Baba lover. What I want to say is this. It was not a time of, what would you call it, ignorance. They must have painters and, what do you call them, painters? No, artists. He must have artists and have taken his photo, but nobody cared to that time or something, no, because there was very, what would you call it, tough time. I can't say everything. So what I want to say is this: is Jesus said, I will come again and see my people from different parts of the world. And different kind of people means different faith, different country, different nation, different parts of the world. And Baba's physical presence, they have come even in physical presence, not just after Baba dropped, but in physical presence. When last Darshan Baba came, I mean, gave 1965, that's big Darshan. Some came from Australia, some came from South Africa, very few, but they came. And then there was some from Hawaii, and what do you call that? America, Paris, Israel, Canada. Pakistan, Hindustan. Yes. But more special in 69. 69, even though Baba was not physically present, more lovers were pouring in more. Like Danny Kaye, he was in the military and he heard about Baba. And, yes. Oh, man, it's too very funny. Every time I see Danny Kaye, I do my Goldman, yes. It's really funny. Why this name comes up? Anyway, Danny Pollman, yes. He came from the military, asked his boss, so this boss said, who's Mir Baba? All right, then this name was passed on to everybody. All his officials knew Baba's name. And so through Danny Pollman, so many of the military officials are reading Baba's name. Means wonderful how he's spreading Baba's name. And so on. So what was I saying? So different, in 69, many came. Then there was some from Hawaii and Paris and Israel, Africa, Pakistan, Hindustan, Ceylon, and other places which I don't know now. I can't remember, but other places also. They all came. Means different parts of the world, didn't they come? And they are still coming from different parts of the world. Yes. That was Jesus said. But Lord Krishna said, I will come in Kali Yuga. I will come again in Kali Yuga. And this is Kali Yuga. This era means not from now, not even from some years, many years back it was Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, in the Yuga is very, thousand years, I don't know. It's a thousand years or more, that detail I don't know, but it's a very long period about the Yuga, where it changes. This Kali Yuga is still going on. Kali Yuga, so Krishna said, I will come back in Kali Yuga. So it was Baba, there's no other out there. But Krishna also said that in Kali Yuga it will be very difficult to love God. It will be more of sin than... And so true. The height of the other side, not loving God and not nice things, but also loving God at his height, because now Baba has taken took form in his physical body. He was that time that both the things went at his height. You know, science and love for God and all this, whatever you call it. Spirituality means love for God. Science, at his height, they also went to the moon and all that, but the other side also. Other side means sinful side, you know. People have a mind for stealing and thieving and pickpockets and this and that, other things, everything. But that all Krishna, Lord Krishna said, even will not be able to trust your own brother. every word, you know, many cases, we have these proof. We hear about stories. Even daughter and mother have, go to the court, what do you call that? Sued each other. Yes. Now, lately only, even now, some 5 years back, 2 years back, it's going on. So mother and daughter also fight against each other. What kind of yoga is this? So Krishna said, these kind of things will take place among family also. And so, even I have the, proof means experience means, heard and seen. So Krishna's words have come true. So the people around Krishna that time, his followers said, oh, Krishna, they all fell at Krishna's feet and said, Krishna, don't let us be born in Kali Yuga. If it's going to be so hard, difficult a time, then more sin then. Krishna said, what has to be, it has to be, you know. So we all must have loved Krishna at that time. So we have come close to Baba. Yes. Love Baba. He takes care of us. Then Upasi Maharaj once said there will be kind of famine. How I said that, we don't know. But there will be a time, very difficult time. I don't know when it will be. But there will be very much famine and all that. But I will give my people little. I won't let them be, starved. I'll give them little. Let them have little and live. Just enough to live. So, but that's what I'm saying. God has given us so many things. lovely flowers, garden, fresh air, and things to eat. We have, God has given everything. And yet, I mean, all the world, people in the world, they have. And yet they are waging wars. And what kind of world is this? Man is enemy to his own kind, making bombs and all this to kill each other. What kind of world is this? As Lord Krishna said, there's atom bomb and whatnot. It's very bad. True. Well, anyway, we love Baba, and Baba take care of us. Yes, Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. I tell you, when you return to the West, it'll be very cold till March. It'll be very cold. Yes. No. The expression in Baba's eyes is most important. Eyes
are too yellow.
Eyes expressions.
I've been practicing since you showed me before, you know.
How do you get the hair off this? Very beautiful. Very natural.
You're getting better and better.
What should Baba give you?
Brows.
No, really. Some say some things. And say, Baba, why is it they come and say, be warm up here? When come from the steps, don't be climbing. Can you climb there easily? Come from there. It's too much strain that way. Today, we didn't have much flowers, no? I can't wait. No, one flower is enough. Not many.
You know when you said Baba was Jupiter? Yeah. From the beginning, was he doing
that? No. After silence, keeping silence. What do you call it? Observing silence. Being like thoughtful, I don't know why, but restless like this. Because, you know, he's very outgoing, he talk and laugh and all that. He couldn't. He was restless or somewhere, he had to distract himself. I don't know. This is what I'm saying. We never asked Baba.
Just on one or on both?
No, always very first, it was like this. So, this little callus had formed, you know, like a little bump here slightly. Bump, not bump, it's sort of dry, it got, the skin got like this. And then, sometimes, then that picture that he painted, remember, Baba was doing this, I think. Scratching and what he's doing. His, I think his little finger. He's there. His little finger is. What is his little finger doing? It's the right hand.
No, this is scratching with his little finger.
Scratching his thumb. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Did you say once you wanted to pass in the
morning? No. No. What happened that later? What do you call that? Sticking tape? Tape, banded. Then Baba remembered not to do it, and also if he did it, it would not hurt him. Like that, you know? And I don't remember who put it. It was a long time ago, I don't remember. But then Baba was fidgeted with his fingers, and then sometimes, you know, Baba was sitting down. He did this, but it sounded nice, but we can't do it. All these fingers, like it, but not loud sound, but like somehow. Like how do you do this? Very slight. Like maybe the middle finger was stronger. I made this anyway. Not all the time. Once in a while. So why did that? So Baba was very this thing. Toenails, he didn't like his toenails to be cut, you know. You call it that? Yes. So, Baba, today you must cut, you know, toenails. They are rather long, you know. Baba said, not today, tomorrow. All right, Baba, then tomorrow. Then tomorrow, if you remember, Baba said, no, not tomorrow. Then next day, then when the third day came, you know, I said, Baba, no, there are too many tomorrows. Today we have to, because they are rather long, you know. I said, all right. Then Mary will bring this basin of warm water on his bed. Baba seated on the edge of his bed, always on the edge of his bed. He just put feet on the cushion, that little cushion. Then we'll remove the cushion and the basin of warm water. Baba will soak his feet for about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, while speaking, talking to others. And then I'll bring my what clippers. Hari Kenma had given these clippers, very nice, very easy. Otherwise, we had to strain because the big toenails rather on the dry side. And so the clippers came useful. So I sit on the pink carpet, and at that time there was not pink carpet, it was another kind of carpet. And then dry Baba's feet, put one foot on my lap, dry, and then cut the nail, then the other also, that, you know. First dry both, then take the basin away, then one by one the nails we cut and Baba. Baba will feel a bit like this, you know. I don't know what, anyway, Baba felt I'm going to hurt him or something, you know. He was very like, Baba said, Baba, attentive like this. And sort of, I said, no, Baba, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to do it very carefully. Never did that. Say, Baba, but once in Mirabad, we were there. Jai Baba. Your name is?
Bob. Mulligan.
You were the one who ran with the torch? Did you run?
Yeah, that was 2 years back.
2 years back.
Yeah.
And your wife's name is?
Susan.
We have seen you in Pune, wasn't it? Rene's house.
Yes.
Rene's house. Yes. So what we were saying. Yes, we went in Pune. No, not Pune. We went in Mirabad. And then Baba, you know, always Baba's mustache, men trimmed. Men means mandali. And most of it, Kaka would do it. So now, it's 1934. Baba. 1934, and Baba, and we were on the hill. Baba had brought us to stay on the hill. And Baba and we always staying on the hill. Four of us girls, our old aunt and Baba. Now, that was end of 33 became, I think, and 34, and maybe 35 or 34, it must be 34 by the end of 34, Baba told Mani to come with him to the small room, and Baba wanted Mani to learn how to trim mustache. Baba said that Kaka will show you how to do it, you learn, and then show how it is done. Show it to Mera. So Mani went first, where Kaka, Baba and Mani, they got to this library room, you know, this in Mirabad library room there, that was a bit private, on the other side. So Baba used to bring the men there, and Kaka was there, and he showed how the little comb to hold the mustache straight. And Mani learned, and then she showed it to me, you know. And then from that day, I used to trim Baba's mustache every time. Mm. Only when Baba was must work or maybe somewhere else, then the men. Otherwise, when Baba was with us, and that is always my dream. So, this is what I want to tell you. We were in Mirabad then, so I had practiced, I was doing it well, but Baba had trimmed it after many days, 15 days, 20 days. One day, we were in the room, and Baba was on the bed seated, and Baba said, trim mustache. So, I always kept the silk very big. Fine silk scarf, material white silk, and that is just like knotted around Baba's neck, and because to catch the mustache, the little cut, you know, trimmed Baba's hair should not fall on the ground everywhere. So that would be all silk scarf here, like this, and then it's tied here. And so then I started cutting, and then I cut both the sides. Baba said, let me see the mirror, is it okay? So I was saw in the mirror, the hand mirror. Baba said, this side is a bit long, I think. Trim a little bit this side then. So then I tried to trim this side. But somehow I trimmed a little bit more. Yes, so Baba said, now this is short and this is long now. Baba asked Mani, come and see, isn't that so? So Mani said, yes, Baba, this is now a bit longer than this is now a bit short. It should be straight both, otherwise it won't look nice. Yes, Baba said, trim a little more. So I had to trim a little more, and yes, the mustache got shorter and shorter. Yes, that time my hand, I did not know how to set well. But then next time I got it right. But that was very funny. Baba also had to smile. Baba said, no, let it be and don't do it anymore. And so that was the first time. Then I made a mistake in my bed.
In your bedroom?
Where? In the tin shed or the bedroom? The kitchen was too high. The table was very high. I couldn't reach.
So you would come
in
breakfast like once a week?
Or? No, once a week, no. 15 days, 20 days.
Yeah. The story of when you were first with Baba and you had that discussion about passing the salt.
Some.
Salt?
Salt, yes.
When Baba said it.
Yeah.
Where was that first?
In Mirabad, when first we came to stay with Baba. We were not. We were a bit too ignorant and I don't know what you call us. Not clever or anything, you know, rather. That is, we did not know. And anyway, I didn't have an idea about this kind of thing. And anyway, Baba wanted a little bit. Always he would find some excuse to say something, you know. So, Baba said, there's not enough salt in the doll. The doll has less salt in it. So, give me salt, so I quickly ran, got the salt cellar and handed it to Baba. I said, is this the way you serve salt? this is how you serve salt? That's something. And I said, Baba, then what way? You know, I looked at Baba and Baba said, you must put it down, you must not give salt in hand, in each other's hand. If it's done that way, you pass salt to each other like that, they quarrel. There's a quarrel between them. Then Baba said, all right, never mind, we quarrel every day. Baba said, oh, never mind, give it in my hand. We quarrel, anyway, we quarrel every day. Yeah, this is just for fun, Baba said that. We never quarrel
so
every day.
No,
I put it down. I put it down. So now from that day, we should not. So I give each other salt in each other's hand. This is what Baba never said to do it, but he gave a hint. He gave a hint. Pretty said so. In King Lear's story, King Lear, Shakespeare, the youngest daughter says how much she loved like salt in her food, and King Lear was angry with her and all that. You know the story? Yes, and so when. It's a long story, I can't go into that. Anyway, in the end, the two girls who had praised King Lear because of his, what do you call this? What is it called? Money and the wealth and all that to come to them, you know? There's only three girls, so he should divide the wealth. All given. So the two girls were very clever to say something, whatever they said. So King Lear was very happy with them. But when he asked the little girl, the youngest girl, she says, oh, like salt in my food. I love you so much. You know? So King Lear was very displeased and so she was, what do you call it? Disowned. Yes. Not banished, but disowned. Yes. And she was somewhere, I don't know where she was anyway. Okay. After those, King Lear was so happy with these two girls that he gave all his wealth away to them, kingdom, all that, half, both. So they both got what they wanted. And so King Lear, when if this, the story is right or not, I don't know. This is poetry. And so, that he must be living with her happy and, what would you say, cared for. Yeah. Well, Shakespeare. He was Kalidas. Kalidas is the great poet and composer. I don't know what he was anyways. Long time ago, I don't know about him, but Baba told me one day that Shakespeare was Kalidas, the soul of Shakespeare, or Shakespeare's soul, Kalidas. That means they exchange from east to west, you know, the souls. So you all must be first Indians. You're all born in America, that's why you come running to India again. Yes,
that's right.
Yes, I feel that way. Some, at least some of you. Yes. You can't tell. Many of them must be Babas, Manli and what do you call it? Manjalami and others. There are many who love Baba very dearly. So that's how. Sometimes we wonder where Saros has taken birth, you know, or where Ramja's birth, you know, these all the time Baba's love Baba India. They worked very hard for Baba. Also, what is his name? Kaka?
Bari?
Chagan Master, Vishnu Master. Hmm?
No, I just said Kaka Bari.
Mm. Kaka Bari, yes?
Your mama.
Yes, my mother.
Your father.
Baba knows, but he didn't tell me. I tried to guess, Baba started laughing. Baba, they said no, and Baba laughed. I guess one or two of the monthly Baba said. Baba doesn't need to tell, you know, it's not nice. It's not nice to tell. So. Mm-hmm. You came to know Baba through Roger. Before March, we all feel so cold. Yeah, all of a sudden we saw, and when we got up in the morning, we said, what is this?
Yeah,
it's 52.
After the 15th,
it
was very hot, because this last week,
Baba wants his father to... No, be comfortable. April is hot. Sometimes this happens, you know, freak of nature, you would call it, what you would call it.
Mm. Or even there, when it rained.
Yes, it rained also, yes. Not much. That rain did not bring much water in the well. It needs 100 inches of rain, and it needs that much rain. So we washed, you know, all year. The dirt of people, you know, sometimes spit on the roadside. That's why we also know what I mean. All the nice food they cook and all the sweet dishes they make is very nice. Yes. And then, you know, our plates are that big. It's not a plate, it's thali or a tatli, whatever it is. Brass thing, with little edge, high, but flat big. And then each young girl comes with a flower in her hair, very tidy and all, oil hair, very, very lovely little Brahmin. And they come very tidy. They all, one just seated there, serve them very tidy. And then the other one comes along. First salt, then the chutney and everything. Even salt they will serve because some people like more salt on their food. And that's the rule, that's the rivaj, means the custom of doing it. Very much, you know. When Brahman, when Baba was not on silence and they had asked Baba to come to eat there, once in Pune and once at the place, three times. He was somewhere with Baba, yes. You know, Vishnu Master, his house was in Pune. It's a long story then. And then there were his relatives were there. They called us. We were in Pune. I don't know why we were in Pune. And I don't know, I forget now why we were in Pune. It was my birthday, I think. It was to be Sabit Gaiman's place, I think. Something like that. Saros was driving. It was long, long time ago. And anyway, so we were called to Vishnu's place that they have come to stay in this new house. Baba, they wanted to have lunch with them. So, of course, the men were served separate. And we women, we said, oh, it was very nice. With all the sweet things, fresh made it in the house, you know. And the puran poli with brown sugar inside the chapati, with a little bit of, again, ghee, you know, clarified butter, a little bit, everything a little bit. It's not very heavy then. Then you eat, and then they give you a cup full of renavati, amti. Amti is hot, very liquid, you know, but it's very good, what do you call it, masala, what do you call it, masala, spice? Spice, but different kind of spice. Everything is in oil. You will, we should say baked, but it's very slight oil on the hot plate, on the fire, and the fire is very slow, burning coals, but the plate is already hot, that iron tawa on it. They fry the coconut slices and whatever spice has to be ground, they first on the thing. So the fried smell, you know, little burnt means a baked smell, you know. It's very, very nice, that amti. It's very special. So only on special days they make it. On feast days, or like somebody's come to your place, then every day they can't make that. It's complicated, you know.
Is that the thing that they put in the burned...
It's very, very nice. So, sip of that hot to the taste as well, steaming hot, you know, it's very nice. And that plain don rice and that thing, very nice. And they give you sweets in the end. So, if your mouth is hot, then you eat the sweet things. So we like the Brahmin food very much. And they all, the tidy girls with the flower in the hair, and they look very lovely, you know, when the girls in the house say that. Otherwise, the women of the house, they come clean sari. But your seat, this is weird to remember all the time. We have a habit of holding the chapati and breaking. Then we remember, no. So put this hand on one side, break the chapati. I don't know how they eat it, Baba. When they're not looking, then they quickly break the chapati. That happened with us, you know, Santa Devi. That's I'll tell later. But then at this Brahmin people's house, you know, where we, that seat, and around the seat where your plate is going to be, around you, you know, that's what is it, rangoli? You know rangoli? The design on the floor, but it's made by, not chalk, you can't do it with hand. Fine powder of white stone it is. That stone also is made hot in the fire. It's very beautiful. They give a lot of importance to eating. You must eat with style, comfortable, everything. You mustn't serve yourself, you must ask. You don't have to ask, they come around with second helping, one chapati, extra chapati, if you want, you say yes, if not, they come with rice again, more rice, you just say no, you must say, you have to say like this. Then when you have to say yes, you must say,
huh?
You went to the Arangam also once before? No, not in Arangam, this is in Pune once. There was it once in Pune and once in Belgaum, and then once before. We have three times it was. Yes, three times. Yes, in Ahmednagar. Yes, Ahmednagar. I said Baba was, I think, not on silence. So long time ago when we were first with Baba. Brahmin family called us. We ate there. First Baba and Mandali all ate, and then we women. Very nice. I like the Brahmin way. You know, Margaret will tell us next time when she's born, she would be like to be born a Brahmin. Yes, to be Brahmin. Why? Because when you have to fast, you have to eat all the nice peanuts and coconuts and peanuts, and you have all fruit and milk, everything nice. What is wrong? That's your kind of fast, you know. Because you have to have that because you can't go empty. Stomach to work. They have to work hard. Now our servants, they have to work hard. So they have to have a banana, a cup of milk, you see. Yes, we give them that. And so on. That is a Thursday. One of them does it on Thursday. The others do it on other days. There are 2 days in a month. That's very important for Hindus. Why it was important, Upasi Maharaj explained, but I just didn't, but nothing stayed. Nothing stayed here, you know. I was too young, you know. And after that, many other stories were said, you know. No, memory was not good at those days. But it's 2 days, right? Something to do with the moon and the sun and the earth, how they come in certain. Jai Baba.
Mark, you just came yesterday.
Yes, what's his name? Gary.
Gary, wash your hands.
Yeah. Never mind, you take them off and then wash your hands here. Don't touch Baba's bed with soiled fingers and if you touch your shoes. We always wash our hands. It's nice to have a habit of washing your fingers. So what were we saying? So that is that Brahmin style. Mamal style, we don't know. It's something quite different. In Arabia, not in Arabia, yes, Arabia, they did it like that. And they throw it such a way that your fingers don't touch your mouth. Because spit is one thing we don't like. That's why we don't drink from each other's glass or even eat something. Never mind. We call it, and the Hindus also don't like it. Because by mouth, germ is very quickly caught. Even if the person's okay, it's a custom. These are minors, very strong and hardy, but very nice because they find all the cockroaches and eat them. They can eat little baby lizards, everything. We used to drink from Baba's glass, but didn't touch our mouth too well. From top, we used to drink it. the Baba's food that is Baba's eaten, that would taste extra good because Baba's mixed it in hot fingers. Because when Baba's to mix dal and rice like that, no. And we feel that the thing that dal and rice that is mixing, that would be very tasty. I actually felt the taste. So beautiful his fingers, very delicious, very sweet. And so, yes. Baba liked cauliflower, but he didn't like cabbage. He liked spinach, but he didn't like French beans, and so on. Well, and he liked eggplant, that is, what do they call it?
Eggplant.
There's not a name to it. Aubergine, yes, the French name. Okra, that's one thing he didn't like. And doodi he didn't like. But there was once upon a time that he ate a little bit doodi. So that was, I don't know why. Baba, you know, let it change from the same. See, sometimes, once in a while he had doodi, but he didn't like it. But okra, he didn't like okra. But there was one time that he ate okra, cooked with meat when we were in Pune after the second accident, no? We were in Pune and Gai Mai was told every day to send food. Our food came from outside. We couldn't take all our cooking things with us and that would be complicated. So Gai Mai used to send Baba's food also. Bindi, nicely you fry it very lightly and take away the ghee from it. And so you can cook it with, I don't know how they cooked it. Ginger and garlic is always there anyway. She cooked it with the meat. It's very good. She done it. And Baba had it every day. Meat in okra. Every evening. No, nothing else. That was when we were staying Ganesh in 1957. Second accident was 56 December. Then we were in 1957 here. Then month of April came. It was very hot. Baba could not move around. He was, because of his broken hip, Baba could not move with all the cushions and he had to have a soft seat. That would give him more heat and perspiring and all that. So then, it is Mani Masatole. So they wrote a letter and we were called to Pune to stay there. Pune has better climate. So we stayed there. What was it about? Yes, this thing. So when we were in this cottage, you know, Ganeshkin is this botanical garden, whatever you call it, it's a botanical garden. Orchard of grape vineyard, and there's sweet lemon and this and that. Small plots. So. Anyway, Baba told us to go every day to this garden for walks. So we went there, and there was a, if you walk further on, then there's a river also. Sometimes we went near the river to see. And so Baba was with the Mandali for quite some time. Then later on, you know, in that garden was a one path, a very lovely path. Very tall trees and shady. You hardly can get the sun there. It's so beautiful, the path. So Duncan, then, how do you say, with Baba, to teach, not teach, what do you say, give Baba practice for walking. So Baba was brought to this garden and on this path that was straight and very shady path, because Baba liked shaded, I mean, not in the sun. So Duncan found this path and then Baba used to have walk very slowly along this path with it, and then come back in the car. So we used to feel happy that Baba also had, once we saw, we were late so we could see Baba and the two Mandali and Duncan, they were with Baba, and Baba was walking slowly on this path. But we didn't stop to stare because Baba doesn't like it, we know. So we just looked a little and then we went quickly home. But, so, what I want to tell is this. Yes, so we were staying in Ganeshkin and that little cottage, which was Daddy. Daddy, no? Daddy, he was, as a superintendent of the thing, the place of the garden, so he had the best cottage. It was not posh, it was very comfortable. Front room, the two bedrooms and kitchenette and two nice bathing rooms. The toilet was outside, modern, everything very nice. Lovely big mango tree, there was a swing on it, I don't know, everything was very nice. The washing clothes, stones that tie to the tap at the back side is very nice. So, Banu Masi told Baba to stay in this cottage. He will stay with Gaima. Daddy will stay with one of his friends. But Baba must come to Pune and stay. So we stayed and so on. So now what happened was this food came from outside. This bindi and meat. Every day Baba ate. And so Baba, yes, he ate. And this once in a while, when after eating, that time it was a bit early, maybe 4:30, so he didn't feel very hungry, so he ate very little. And but we used to keep that food. It was good. So by 6:30, Baba would ask that what is over from his food, we'll bring it, he'll eat it, because now he wants to eat it also. So we warm it on the fire, and so bring it. Now what happened was this. After I'd been there for about how many days, 10 days or 12 days, I know, Khoshit came from Bombay and she was with us. And then before leaving, she said she left to... She bought 2 chickens, eggs from somewhere, and she gave it to me to keep it. And we have a way of, you know, I don't know why I should be saying it, but never mind. We have a way of, what would you call that? You don't have that, so I can't tell.